You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Season 3.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Okay. Our seasons are 100 episodes. They're kind of long, but we're on episode 301. I told Jesse, if I'm making any faces, this is the single truly I had left. I didn't have time to go to the store, and it's a pineapple lemonade one. Ugh, it is terrible. I don't recommend whatsoever. It's just awful.
Me when I try any of the truly flavors that you like.
Honestly, I'm pretty okay with all of them except the pineapple.
Yeah, yeah. No, I could see how that would be absolutely disgusting.
Oh, and actually, now that I think. Oh.
Is it old? Is it expired? Oh, no. You're going to get diarrhea.
I was just thinking to myself, I was like, I think they discontinued or like they don't include the pineapple one in the like value pack thing anymore. So I was like, why do I have this then? And it's been in my refrigerator.
Just been in the back of your fridge festering.
A very long time.
Okay. Should have. I love that.
Stay there.
Are you going to keep drinking it?
No. It was terrible in that. Is, okay. I think it just was terrible because of the flavor, but I'm going to also say that it was probably just old. Did they really expire?
I mean, I've never had one long enough to expire.
Because also,
I'll
like,
be honest.
You know, like wine, like it gets better with age.
Well, I don't think White Claws are the
same. No, I don't think that. So. I don't think that applies to all alcoholic beverages, but it feels like it should.
Before we get into our topics, okay, we have our keyword for our second giveaway. If you guys didn't see our video two episodes ago, right?
Yeah, I also had to do a little update to our rules that I put in the description because the episode went up the following morning and it didn't go up on a Monday, it went up on a Tuesday. So I had to like be like December 5th or the 6th.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, there's like little parentheses next to it. So we're flexible.
If you did miss it though, we'll recap really quickly. We are doing 3 giveaways every Friday in the month of December. First place winner gets $1,000. Second place winner gets $500. Third place winner gets $250. They are all randomly chosen by a comment that contains the keyword that we give you. So we have a new keyword to give you. If you want to enter, just put a comment below using this keyword. You have to be subscribed as well. That's the only other rule.
Oh, and the keyword is slay.
Slay. I don't know who chose that. You'll never
guess. It was definitely her. Not slay like Santa slay, correct?
No, you won't be entered if you do that.
I didn't want to confuse people.
S-L-A-Y.
Correct. Also, if you were unaware of the whole giveaway thing, the keywords will be given on the Monday, potentially sometimes Tuesday episodes. So that's when we announce the keywords, but then we announce the winners in the following episode, which goes up Friday.
On Friday.
Or sometimes Saturday.
Or always. We don't know. We don't know.
It's hard to say.
Stay tuned, you know?
What time zone are you in? But yeah, so the keyword is slay. Be creative in your comments. Give us something to read. They're randomly selected, but I just enjoy reading them. There was a lot last time. Over 20,000. Good luck.
Well, anyway, guys, we have quite the episode for you. I say that every single time, yeah. I've realized, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I mean, we always do have quite the episode.
Yeah, we do. This one is going to be the beauty guru. Oh, no, should I say OG beauty guru scandals? Okay, we got a James Charles topic and a Jaclyn Hill topic. Who could have seen that coming? Okay.
I hadn't seen Jaclyn Hill in a while until like you sent me the video that we're going to be reacting to and I have some thoughts. But should we start with James?
Unfortunately, yes, we should. We should. So basically, I would say a new victim has come forward, but essentially this is not a new victim.
Before.
This is somebody that's, yeah, he's definitely come forward. I think it's twice now and we're going to explain the origin of all that and watch his past videos and kind of like understand how this moment came to be. But the person we're going to be talking about is Ethan Rhett, and his accusations against James Charles are that, unsurprisingly, James Charles was making sexual advances to him when he was a 14-year-old child. So those are his allegations. And unfortunately, he does have receipts. So
great.
We're going to watch it. I did edit everything down a little bit just for brevity, but like everything is included. I didn't take out any major parts of the story. I kind of wanted to like get everything as concise as possible so we can really understand it in the time that we do have.
And for context, it happened when he was 14, but he's 20 now. So this happened back in 2020. And that was around the time that's when all the other allegations about James were coming out. But I feel like maybe
around the exact time.
Did he come out like during that wave of people?
Correct. So we do have the original video where Ethan sat down. I believe he explains who he's sitting next to. I think that's his brother. But he explains his situation with James Charles. Unfortunately, if we remember how everything went down, this was also around the time where Deaf Noodles, if we remember our good friend Deaf Noodles, he was also reporting on all the people coming forward, but he was also reporting on false people that were coming forward. Which so James decided to like use that to muddy the waters and be like, whoa, who's even real? Am I right? Even though if you were around during this time, you remember James Charles making a YouTube video on his little white background, fucking overexposed to all hell, taking accountability, saying that he is sorry to the victims, saying he acknowledges the power dynamic situation that was happening amongst literally just like, that was illegal what you did. Yeah. Like, there's a power dynamic for sure, but ew.
But that he also referred to them as victims. Like exactly. He said victims, he apologized, he acknowledged that he did something wrong.
As an adult, it is my job and my responsibility to verify who I'm talking to, and therefore there is no one to blame for this other than myself. To the guys involved with this situation, I want to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I added you, I'm sorry that I flirted with you, and I'm really sorry if I ever made you uncomfortable. It is completely unacceptable. I'm a firm believer that when scandals or situations like this happen, you can get on camera and upload an apology video where you say sorry a million times all day long, but the only way to actually show and prove that you are sorry is through action and change. And I'm going to change. This whole situation has been so embarrassing and I'm ashamed, but like I said, I'm now educated and fully understand what went on. And I'm making a promise to all of you right now on camera that I will be way more careful moving forward with every single person that I speak to. My For You page and Explore page are not dating apps, and I will stop treating them as if they are. I also have already started asking for proper identification from every single guy that has either reached out or that I was speaking to, and will continue doing so for the rest of time. I now understand the root of the problem. I understand how and why I, and only I, caused myself to get into this situation. I understand that this could have and should have been easily avoided, and I also understand that I need to be aware of my platform at all times. I didn't understand how a situation like this could affect the people involved, but now I do. And for that, to the victims, I am so, so sorry. And I promise that something like this will never, ever happen again.
Now that video's gone, and so is the accountability.
Exactly. And Ethan's video was posted July 27, 2020. So that was like, I think right around the time where everything was going to shit.
Yeah. So this looks familiar, but the one I saw was a TikTok that he was filming, like he was sitting in his car or something. And it was like probably 2 years ago. And I remember at the time he was like, this is an old story. Like I haven't really gone into detail about it. So I think he's tried to come out a few times and I don't know why it hasn't really stuck other than the like Deaf Noodles of it all, where it's like, because people just assume people are doing it for clout, I guess.
I don't think that it's that none of them stuck. What it really is that a lot of people started hating on him. And we've seen this so many times. There are so many James Charles dick riders, and they're usually children, which is, it makes it even more disturbing. Yeah. But yeah, he gets like people who I guess thought he was silly, funny, haha on TikTok. And we've talked about this so many times where it's like, maybe they just don't know, or maybe they do know and they don't care.
Yeah. I also think that when you're younger, you don't realize how inappropriate certain exchanges might be, or like how bad age gaps are. And at the time it just is like, oh my God, well, he didn't like check to see if that guy was 18. First of all, we've been over this. He shouldn't have to be checking to see if they're 18. Usually it's pretty obvious when someone is under 18. James is 26 now, but like when you're 26, you should not be going after guys that you need to like ID, which like that was his thing. It's like, ooh, I'm like a club bouncer now. I have to ID. No, you shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, even in 2025, if he was, what would that make him? 21. And there's a 14-year-old. No, I'm sorry. There's just like no world in which, and you look at this. Okay, so This is why I wanted to show just a little clip of Ethan talking back in 2020, because you need to see him like he's a kid. You know what I mean? Like, this is the kid that James Charles FaceTime with. We have proof of that. Snapchatted with. We have proof of that.
My point was going to be that he probably at the time, it's not even that he didn't think it was bad at the time. I don't remember what his feelings were when it was going on, but that people watching it that are young are like, well, whatever. Like, it's cool. James is paying attention to you and like he's famous and he thought you were cute. Like, take it as a compliment or something like that. And it's just like, no, that's not actually the reaction we should have.
Yeah.
I started talking to him about it and he didn't really believe it until he saw it with his own eyes, James Charles being so pushy and just making me feel uncomfortable to the max. And I honestly, like, he was like, I guess he was trying to get me into thinking I was bisexual or gay, whatever he wants to, whatever y'all want to call it. But he was asking me to send him nudes and he kept wanting me to go to LA and he kept sending me nudes and I kept just sending me a picture back. I didn't respond. I just literally sent a picture back to me and he would leave it on open and then snap me like a few hours later, sending me another picture of his like ass, you know, I'm just gonna say it. Like, it made me feel super uncomfortable. And so
now Ethan will go on to say, and we're gonna watch that right now actually, that basically the pictures that you could find where James Charles, like his ass is you know, there. He says that's what he sent to him. So I don't know if he's the one who leaked those photos, if that's how they're on the internet. But he says, he's like, the pictures he sent to me, you could find them on the internet.
The whole story is always so weird with all of his victims, because it's like, I don't think most of them weren't sending him stuff. Like, he was just unprovoked sending them nudes. And it's like, that's weird to do with someone your own age. I don't understand how he ever felt like that was gonna fly and not get exposed.
Yeah, one thing that for me is very important to just state before we watch anything is that even if Ethan was returning the sexual conversation, it wouldn't matter. He was a minor.
Can't consent.
He was talking to somebody who was much more famous than him online. Ethan's pretty open about the fact, he's gonna say now, like, he always wanted to be big as a social media person. Like, he thought James was gonna be his ticket.
Well, and I
like,
think, you know, that's why people defend him, because I think they're like, they think it's cool he's famous.
Chaser. Yeah, but two things could be true at once. He could have been maybe using James Charles and being like, I want you to be my ticket to fame. And James Charles could have taken advantage of that to essentially groom a minor.
Yeah. And James Charles has always been pretty open about what he has to offer is like his fame and money.
That's why he's painfully single, and because his personality, desperate. Once they get to that part, diarrhea. They're like, no, thank you.
He always would post stuff where it's like boyfriend hunting or like boyfriend application needs to be able. He just wants someone that'll like come live with
him. I'm so dead. Not him open sourcing a boyfriend on the internet with millions of followers and it didn't work. That's crazy. Talk about depressing as fuck. I would lose it.
No, but I just remember on a few different occasions, him being like, either talking to people about it and being like, I mean, I'll fly them out. I'll do this. I'll pay for them to do this. And right. It's like, that's not a good foundation for a relationship, is just you like absolutely throwing not. Money at them to be like, hey, come be obsessed with me. Like, that's not how it works.
It's ridiculous.
And I think that's why he's still single.
But now we can jump to Ethan's, I believe it's 4 TikToks. One did get taken down. This whole thing is going to cover that. Got taken down for harassment and bullying. And apparently that was one that did contain like videos or more proof and stuff that now he can't post on TikTok. Full disclosure, I did message Ethan and I was like, hey, if TikTok's not letting you post something and you want us to show it, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I'll show it. Like, if you have proof that they're saying it's harassment and bullying, whoop it on, do we know them?
I was just thinking about that, because with harassment and bullying, is that something that's like a TikTok decision that they are doing? Or do you have, it's like people probably were reporting it for that and then they take it down?
It could be either or. Ethan believes it's James Charles directly. Some people think it's the fans.
It could be
some
a lot of his fans mass reporting.
Yeah, it could, for sure.
Especially if it's the one that has the receipts in it, that like that would be the one that they want taken down the most.
Yeah, but in the TikToks that are up, this is Ethan's story. This is like everything we can make as of today.
Hey guys, my name is Ethan Rhett, and if you don't know me, maybe this will help you out once again. So when I was 14 years old, TikTok kind of became like my escape. And then suddenly, you know, I kind of blew up on TikTok. It was kind of like a kid's dream. People started paying attention to me. People were supporting me. It was everything I could ask for. You know, I felt happy again after leaning towards that for my happiness, which doesn't sound good, but if you get what I mean, you get what I mean. So anyways, and then something crazy happened. James Charles commented and liked one of my videos. At that age and at that moment, you know, it was crazy. It was pretty freaking cool. It's like I accomplished something, you know, like, oh wow, big creator is seeing me. Like I'm being put out to this person's page. I was not a fan of James Charles, but I knew who he was. I didn't really watch his videos or anything like that, but yeah, you're gonna know who that is. It's one of the biggest creators at the time. Not long after he messaged me, hey, I responded almost immediately. Who wouldn't respond? It was exciting, but that excitement did not last long at all. The fun didn't last long at all. It honestly came crashing down just as quick as it all happened. And I've already talked about this before. Hold on, I'm sorry. Anyways, months ago, I tried to talk about the situation once again, but it all came crashing down.
So he's going to actually show, that's why I didn't include it here. He's going to show what he tried to come with months ago as well. It's kind of like every step of the way he's tried to say a story, but once he gets so much hate for it, he's like, it's not fucking worth it. And then He just takes it down. So his claim is like, I'm not going to do that this time. And like, it does break my heart because I do understand it very much. So I understand being like, why the fuck? Do so many people, like, dude, they don't need to know about this anymore. Like, just leave me the fuck alone. I'll deal with this shit on my own. I don't need everyone's opinion on the shit that happened to me.
And then you have time to, like, think about it, ruminate over the whole situation more. And you're like, wait, people should know. And then it's like a back and forth feeling.
Yeah. I mean, like, for instance, like my situation, I didn't get the say in like whether people knew or not. But then after the fact, I did like struggle with, well, I am glad that people know because people should know who this person is. And then like it going back to like, yeah, but I really just want to fucking like live
move on.
Life. And, like,
yeah.
I don't want to like just be this, exactly, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I can totally see how a kid, because I mean, he's an adult now, but at the same time, he's very young still.
For sure. And I think, well, that even with your situation too, that I'm sure like as you're getting older and you're like realizing things about the situation that you're like, oh my God, like I didn't even think about that when I like, because you were too young and you're like kind of just like coming to terms with things and still processing it. And now that he is an adult, basically, then it's like, shit.
And you have to remember that happened to me when I was 19. He was 14 years old. At 14, you're not even in high school yet. Presumably.
Absolutely not. I hadn't even kissed anyone until I was like 16.
Yeah, you just are in a different world. And then you have a man
sending you nudes
who is famous. Yeah, sending you nudes. I mean, it's just, it's not just a power dynamic. It goes so far beyond that at that point where you're like, this is a child.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Yeah. This is a almost like either prepubescent or currently just going through puberty child.
Well, and not that it affects it at all, but the fact that he like, or at least he implied from that last video, maybe things have changed. I don't want to assume his sexuality, but that he wasn't gay or bi. So it was like,
yeah, he hasn't been outward about it. He says either way, like, it doesn't matter what people think about me with that. But like, people were like messaging my family saying you're gay and your son's gay.
Oh, well,
and
God,
all
that's
like
a whole other thing. But I was just thinking like how weird even that like James was not only targeting a 14-year-old boy, but like a 14-year-old boy that was not even interested
maybe not gay
in
one.
Yeah. Like that's so just, I mean, it's very,
well,
James Charles
he has good. Been very forthcoming about his love for straight boys. I mean, that was Tati's biggest problem.
Exactly.
Remember?
Getting threats, not just towards me, but to my family as well. People were messaging my family. People were calling me closeted. People were just doing some pretty mean things. And on top of that, my videos got taken down once again. So I said, you know what? I'm done and I'm over it. No one believed me and everyone thought I was just making something up, which is my fault because I never showed as much proof as I do have. And that's what I'm going to do now. Conversations that I've had with my lawyers via email and conversations I've had with the detective in that state at the time, I kept to myself because you know, that's not just my privacy. You know, those people have families as well, and I didn't want to get them involved. But why should I protect people who never protected me? So I'm going to be speaking about it, and I'm going to be going deeper into it, deeper than I've ever been, with proof of me having conversations with my lawyers and emails and just everything else. I'm not doing this for the drama. I'm not doing this for the attention, but I'm doing this because the threats and the silence have gone on way too far, and my story deserves to be told in the full truth without hiding anything or backing down from anything anymore. So what I'm going to do now is pull up the clip of me kind of first talking about it and getting y'all to understand the full story. And then after that clip is over, I'm gonna be coming back and showing y'all the receipts of the lawyers I have and the proof of me being in contact with the Frisco Police Department and just everything else. So please just take time out of your day to watch this video. Even if you hate me and you don't believe me, please try to understand where I'm coming from, and please let me show you the proof that I have.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ethan.
This is the one.
If you don't know me.
Yeah. So I figured it was like, this was him in the past. And I do, like, while I was editing it, I was like, you know, what sucks so bad is that there is no perfect way to say something like this. Like, there is no way that's going to win everybody over. Everybody's going to be like, oh my God, like, I totally believe you. There's just no way.
And then on top of that, because James has already conditioned people to think that most of the accusations were lies, then like people are going to be like, oh, he's doing it for clout.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, 1-800-CONTACTS. Jesse, take it away.
I know. I have used 1-800-CONTACTS for over a year now. They were there for me when quite literally no one else was. Okay, I went to the eye doctor. I have astigmatism.
I was going to say, she has astigmatism. You guys know this. In case you didn't know.
And one thing about astigmatism is that your contacts are limited. There's not as many contacts on the market for people with astigmatism.
Oh, exclusive.
So when I got my prescription for contacts at the eye doctor, they did not have the contacts that I needed in stock. And that was very unfortunate. However, I went to 1-800-CONTACTS. All I did was put a picture of my prescription so they could verify it, and literally so quick, my contacts were delivered right to my door, and that is very helpful when you cannot see. You need them as soon as possible.
I would imagine that would come in handy. But yeah, they offer fast, free shipping. They have over 100 million contact lenses in stock, and they're all just ready to ship, so it makes sense why you get it fast.
And their best price guarantee means that if you find contacts at a lower price somewhere else, they'll beat it, and that's a promise that you're not going to find anywhere else.
And they also allow you to do an online vision exam, which I don't need contacts, but like I was trying to get glasses and I like didn't want to go to the eye doctor, and I was like, never mind. I thought you would just be able to like input what your like old prescription was, but turns out you actually need the prescription. And they have something called Express Exam, where it's an online vision exam and it takes less than 10 minutes and gives you a doctor issued prescription so you can buy your contact lenses. And they have 24/7 customer service just in case you ever need any help day or night.
Getting contacts doesn't have to be a hassle. Let 1-800-CONTACTS get you the contact lenses that you need right now. All you have to do is order online at 1-800-CONTACTS.com or download the free 1-800-CONTACTS app today.
Thank you so much to 1-800-CONTACTS for sponsoring this episode and helping Jesse C.
And in this, you could tell that, like, he's smiling, and you know what I mean? And I have had so many moments of talking about what happened to me, and there are times where I could smile about it. Not smile about it, like, ha ha, so
but
glad that happened.
Like,
but, like, I could tell it in a way that's not, yeah, like, oh my God, like, that's the worst thing ever. Like, it's different every fucking time. Because you're a person that's evolving, yeah, and like maybe you're like trying to tell it in a way that doesn't disturb people, or like you're trying to figure out how to fucking navigate that. And people are so harsh on the internet, and I understand why when it got taken down, he's like, okay, fuck that then. Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna do it again. I totally get it. It's like so much easier, to be honest.
I think about even that first video that he had posted when he was still pretty young. Like, did his parents know that he was posting that? Until after, when then they started like reaching out and like harassing them, because I'm like, I can't imagine even like having to tell your parents that offline would be,
yeah,
crazy.
You mean, but like then, them, like, finding out through that video?
Yeah.
No, I would assume his parents would have to have known. Like, that's his older brother, and you know what I mean? Like, that had to have been a thing that his family knew.
Before I get into the story, I want to say I am not meaning to hurt anyone's career or damage anyone's reputation. I just keep seeing things pop up on my page, and it's sickening, and it triggers me in a way, you know. But back when I was 14, you know, I wanted to do social media my whole life. It's something I really loved and enjoyed doing. I started blowing up. I maybe created my account 7 months prior before I turned 14 years old. I ended up blowing up maybe around 700,000 followers on TikTok. Everything was doing good. I loved it. It was just amazing. James Charles commented under my post and liked the video, and it was exciting. You know, it was That's the biggest creator I've ever been in contact with or ever commented or liked my post, you know? Anyways, he ends up following me and he messages me, hey. I obviously respond. I'm excited. But that's where everything went downhill. It got really, really weird. When we start going back and forth on TikTok, he initiates after a few days, hey, add me on Snap.
Which is his MO. Disgusting.
I'm like, any adult should not be like, add me on Snap.
There's very few adults that I could look at and be like, it makes sense that you have Snapchat. Like, my really good friend Leslie, it makes sense. She loves the filters. They make her happy. So like, I get that.
Or like, if you're a creator even, I could understand why you would be posting on Snapchat. But like,
why is that your main sending form messaging, of communication?
Like, yeah, no, that's weird. Super weird to me. Shady, like, I don't remember the last time I've sent someone a Snapchat message.
I remember my little brother Jonathan telling me that he had Snapchat and my stomach just sank. And I was like, ugh, why?
It just has like a negative like sexual connotation too, because it disappears.
It does. But also, I just want to say really quick, like him saying repetitively, because he says it again, that like seeing basically James Charles on his fucking For You page, it makes him sick. That really resonates with me because there is a certain feeling of like, you should not exist on this platform. That is not fair. You don't get to do what you did and then fucking exist. That sucks.
It reminds me really of the fucks you up. Jeff and David situation.
Yes.
Where it's like, that was when Jeff would come out and say stuff because he's like, I can't keep scrolling and seeing this like smiley David, like just pretending like everything's great. It's meanwhile, torturous. My life is ruined.
Yeah. And as a human being, you want to be like forgiving because that's for you and not for the other person. But it doesn't work that way. You're just like, no, that's not fair. You don't get to be the ultra successful influencer, especially in this field. But I would also understand it with like Hollywood or people that are famous. Mm-hmm. And like, imagine all of Bill Cosby's victims and fucking Epstein's victims that just had to watch them be so grossly wealthy for so many years and successful. Like, yeah, I do fucking get that. And James Charles, that's why I get so frustrated when the internet's like, wait a second, James Charles is hilarious. I'm like, fuck him. Like every time I've said fuck him, because also, fuck him.
No, he's not.
No. Literally any random gay dude in West Hollywood is funnier than James Charles, period. Like there is no chance that James Charles is actually funny. I can honestly admit if somebody I hate is funny, like low key, even Austin McBroom could be funny sometimes. But like, are you fucking kidding me? James Charles.
Don't get crazy.
Oh, come on. Sometimes. But like, yeah, no, I can't get behind a predator. Like I can't. Anyway, I just get where he's coming from. And that made his story, even though he has so much proof, it made it so much more solid for me too. Cause I'm like, I'm right there.
Well, and that's James just has like also this like vibe and attitude about him where that's he has an attitude at all times.
Oh,
like he's very aggressive and like condescending. And regardless of what his content is, it would be frustrating to see him and it would give you a pit in your stomach. But on top of it, I'm like, then just like seeing him be like kind of an asshole and like people applaud him for it would piss me off 10 times more.
Yeah. Remember when he was doing his whole like, okay, fatty, get off my live, like that kind of humor. I'm like, James, you don't get to like shut the fuck up. Like, I'm not gonna laugh with you ever.
Little side tangent that I don't remember when this was, probably like 6 months ago maybe. Did you see he like he can't be canceled apparently, he's like a cockroach. It was him like going on this really just completely unnecessary and like random rant about, you know, when you leave the grocery store and there's like those bumps that you have to
fucking idiot, and he's like, moron,
what the
piece
fuck
of
are
shit
he's even here for, blah blah.
You know what's pissing me off today? These motherfuckers. These fucking, like, whatever fucking bump shit fucking stupid ass things they put outside of grocery stores and airports. Like, what is the purpose of them? Can somebody genuinely explain it to me if you are, like, a fucking civil engineer? Why on God's green earth, if I just spent $200 on fucking groceries, but I want to roll them over those fucking bumps and give my entire cart a seizure? When you go to an airport, like, why am I gonna sit there and roll my fucking luggage over that shit and have everything, like, jumping around inside? It's literally having a seizure. Stop.
Clock it, Eva.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, what is the point? What is the point of those fucking bumps other than making everyone's life miserable?
Blind people, James. Blind people.
I don't know. Crazy idea. Maybe we Google why is there something at
why
every single grocery store
so
to ever exist.
No. Not every grocery store. Every fucking crosswalk that ever existed has those bumps to indicate that there's a crosswalk here.
Yeah, but I guess you're more aware of them at grocery stores because you have to like run the cart over them.
Okay, but like,
rather than
were
just,
you
like,
just
walking,
born? Like, how did you not seen those before?
Well, and like, to be honest, I didn't know that was the
you
reason
didn't know
for them. No, shit. But I'm not making videos ranting about it. And if I even considered making a video ranting about it, I would Google first and go, what are they there for?
Right. And then
James
say,
didn't do that.
Oh, yeah. He's a special breed for sure.
Like, okay, you know, I was trying to hide the fact that I was excited. You know, it was really cool. I was hoping that this was going to jumpstart my career even more into being an influencer, being someone, you know, making others happy. And just that was my intention the whole entire time. Anyways, me and James start going back and forth on Snap. And he eventually asked me, you know, what do I plan on doing long term? So obviously my social media was picking up and et cetera, but at the time I really didn't know. I knew I wanted to be something and be someone and help others and just be an amazing person and spread awareness on social media, all that stuff. I couldn't really give him an answer because I didn't know. Eventually ended up telling him I wanted to get into modeling or acting or maybe even both. And you know, he was very supportive about that. You know, he said, oh my god, you'd be such a good model, you know, you would do so well modeling and just stuff like that. And obviously I didn't see anything of it. I was young. I was happy he was saying I could do that, especially coming from a really big and noticeable influencer.
One thing that really stands out to me, because I know people saw this and that's why he got hate for this, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, you just wanted to be famous. You were just using James. He was 14. Every 14-year-old wants to be TikTok famous.
Especially
Hello?
These days.
Especially like his vague details, like I wanted, you know, to make people happy and stuff. It's very like, that's what they all want.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, oh, I can maybe like become famous and then I could like give back to people and then I could do, you know, it's just, it's what's been fed to them since like birth.
Yeah.
So I understand. It doesn't to me at all ring as like, you're a clout goblin. Like it just rings me like, you're a 14-year-old in the, you know, the year 2020.
I think it would be disingenuous for him to be like, I didn't think it was that cool. Like, no shit. That's why he's talking to James Charles. Like, are you kidding?
If anything, it's like overtly honest. Yeah. Yeah.
Brother kind of didn't tell me in a way, but my brother just, he kind of let me do my own thing, but he kind of noticed. My brother didn't think about it as the way I thought about it. My brother kind of noticed something and I could tell, but it's just, he was kind of just letting me do my own thing. Now that we got that out of the way, I'm just going to jump into a more detailed version of it. I know y'all been waiting. So James started getting extremely comfortable with me and I just, you know, I was so excited. I didn't really realize it at the time. We were FaceTiming, which I will pull it up right here in this clip, this next clip.
I don't think so.
That's insane.
Yeah. So he pulls up multiple times, like random things like this. But yeah, he's like laying on his stomach and there's Shishter.
Like
Shishter herself.
Why is like, James Charles FaceTiming any fans, much less 14-year-old fans?
He's not FaceTiming fans as if he's like on Omegle. Okay. He's FaceTiming very particular fans.
Have you heard him talk about his time? He used to go on Omegle?
No. Oh God, I don't want to know what he did.
You really don't.
I really
don't.
Really don't. I genuinely don't. No. Oh my God.
So that part was me on the phone with James that a friend of mine recorded just because he thought it was pretty cool as well. And I thought it was something cool to have. And I didn't think about it as any way to hurt him. And it stresses me out that my life was ruined because everyone thought that. Anyways, James started becoming super aggressive with me. He would ask me to send him photos of my happy trail, which I didn't even have at the time.
Oh my God.
And because I was 14, I didn't have a happy trail and I had armpit hair, but he didn't ask for that. And I kind of avoided the question because it made me super, super uncomfortable. I'm sorry, I lied, actually. I told him I shaved my happy trail because I was afraid to tell him that I didn't have a happy trail or have any hair on my body other than my armpit hair. So I'm sorry, I lied about that. Anyways, you know, he kind of started being aggressive extremely after that. He told me, well, don't shave your happy trail grin again because I liked that. And he was very intense about how he said it.
For a 14-year-old to even have to like be nervous about telling them the truth of like, I don't grow hair there, it makes it so much more sinister. It makes you really realize like there's a big fucking difference between 14 and 21. Okay,
well,
big fucking
difference. I mean,
that's
why literally I didn't have my first kiss until I was 16. So I'm like, if anyone was sending nudes at 14, I wouldn't know what to do. But if then a really famous person was doing it, that would fuck with you so much. That would be so confusing.
Yeah. I'm not joking. If a famous person who was, I don't even care if they were 40 years old, I would have lied to my parents.
Uh-huh.
I would have done anything to just be able to maintain their attention. 100%.
I'm like a really bad liar. My brain would put my stomach in knots. But if anything were to get me to lie to my parents, I'm sure that that would be up there as a possibility.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't sound bad, but it was only if you could be in my shoes when that happened. It made me super, super uncomfortable. Anyways, I go to bed that night and I wake up to being sent to me. And it made me very, very uncomfortable.
He's saying he woke up to dick pictures,
great,
but
great,
it was censored.
Great.
But
cool.
Yeah, that's what awesome. He woke up to.
He would send me a photo of his behind in the mirror. And he also sent me a video of him in the shower.
Naked in the shower.
Those videos are somewhere on the
that's
internet.
That's insane.
I'm sure you can find it. If I looked, I could probably find them in a Google Drive that we actually had for my lawyer. So he started realizing that I wasn't into that. He started kind of making threats towards me, saying he was going to diminish my career. He could easily ruin my career. Just all types of nonsense.
James was sending him nudes and videos unprovoked. Like, he wasn't asking for them. And he's like, oh, when he realized I wasn't in it. Why would you have to realize someone isn't in it? Like, why would you be sending, again, to any age person? Why would you
even
just be like...
Even if he's answering you back, being like, oh, wow, you're so hot. You're so this and that.
It doesn't change anything.
Clarifies in a second. James messaged him because he found him through a TikTok he went viral for, okay? Mm-hmm. And Ethan clarifies, he was on Famous Birthdays. His birthday, 2005, is the year he was born, okay? And his birthday was public on Famous Birthdays at the time where James was talking
to him. Yeah, because he said he had almost 700,000 followers.
Yes, there is zero fucking excuse for James Charles to be like, well, what am I supposed to do, ID them? Yeah, Google
it's
bitch.
Just so like, insane because again, like any age, any fan would be weird, but then when you take into account that he was 14, not gay, it's just so many things. It's like, why insane. The fuck it's were sick. You doing that?
Started getting super super intense. He started saying he was gonna ruin my career, go out and tell people I was gay and I was closeted, which isn't an issue
actually.
That's
insane.
Not an issue at all, but it was still the fact that I was a 14-year-old boy, and it scared me. It freaked me out. By the way, I just want to say I'm not trying to diminish anyone's career. I'm not trying to ruin anyone. I'm just getting my story out once again because it was put under the rug and it's not fair to anybody that has gone through this.
Okay, so now he shares his emails with his lawyers, which is one part of the receipts that he shares.
There was a detective and stuff, so he did go to the police.
He explains his story, but yeah, that didn't end up panning out to any form of justice or anything, and he explains why. But yeah, he did go to the police. I'm assuming his parents probably made him. And then they did have lawyers and stuff that were going to legally pursue James.
Hey guys, I'm back to show all the receipts that I have of me talking to my lawyers via email. There's obviously calls, but I never recorded those, so I can't show you those. I did blur out the names and everything else for privacy reasons. This has already backfired on me more than enough. I don't need it to backfire on me again. I'm also going to be explaining why I never proceeded with this. After talking to him on the phone, this was one of the first contracts they sent. I guess it's a social media warning and just a contract overall. It had to be me and my legal guardian signing it because at the time I was underage. She mentioned reaching out to the Frisco Police Department, which was the city I was in when it, you know, first occurred and first happened. So,
I guess the lawyers are the ones that were like, well, we need to contact the police. That actually makes sense.
They wanted to get law enforcement involved, which is expected. You know, I did too, but things just didn't work that way. It all got kind of messy, which I will explain. But here is the first email that was sent.
So this email says, Andrew and Ethan, please see our contract and social media warning we give to all clients. We will need both of your signatures on. We can send via DocuSign if that is more convenient, but I'm about to jump on another Zoom meeting and wanted to get you these sooner rather than later. If you can print, sign, scan, and email back to us, that is great. If you would prefer signing by DocuSign, blah, blah, blah. Once y'all sign, then I will sign and we will coordinate getting Ethan connected with a detective at Frisco Police Department. That kind of makes, well, I guess it makes sense. You have to sign the contract before they'll represent you to the police. But I just,
yeah,
I don't know.
Now then, after that, they wanted me to send all the evidence into a Google Drive, which I did. Here's that right here. I know this is not really anything, but I just want to show y'all, and I want the people that don't believe me to see that I was doing everything that I needed to do to try to get this taken care of. And
which is not the only way that you're a valid victim. Like, that's not fair that people are just like, well, did you put everything in a fucking, where's the fucking booklet of all your proof? Bitch,
I mean, people are always of the belief that it's like, well, why would you, like, if it was bothering you that much, you only went to social media, why wouldn't you go to the police?
So annoying.
Put it into it, or maybe stop him from doing it to other people. But here you go. Now, this right here, don't mind the first part. It's kind of just a repeat of all the other emails that I've showed already. But the second part I really wanted to show y'all because the lawyer is saying they reached out to the Frisco PD. And the detective ended up calling her back, but she was, I guess, kind of busy. So they were kind of playing phone tag, but wanted me to be aware that they are trying, and they did reach out to the police department and everything else, which made me really happy. I remember, actually, but here you go.
Yeah, it's basically exactly what he said and them telling him that they have not given the detective any names or details, just wanted to get some input for him on their next steps and then arrange a call with Ethan, parents, and us. So they're just informing him of next steps. But like, yeah, I mean, I believe him. I think it's amazing that his parents pushed for that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Masterclass.
I feel like these days there is a lot of content out there that you can waste your time listening to. So if you're looking for something that's maybe a little more productive and could improve your life a little, I think Masterclass is the way to go.
Yeah, I'm the type of person that needs to be listening to something playing the entire time I'm doing anything. And that includes editing, dishes, chores, anything. I need something playing. So Masterclass has been a great addition to my life because not only is something just playing, it's actually teaching me something.
I personally watched the series about Atomic Habits with James Clear, and I don't know if I've developed those Atomic Habits quite yet, but we're working on it.
Yeah, I had talked about how I really liked the Amy Poehler class. It was apply the principles of improv to your life. It was a lot more insightful than I expected it being, and Amy is just, I mean,
she's
a national treasure, if I do say so myself.
Absolutely. And there's a ton of other classes. They have it on all different categories. I know there's like a ton related to music, which like I'm not very musical, and I don't think any class is going to fix that. But like they had Christina Aguilera or like Deadmau5 for DJing. And it's like all kinds of music and all types of jobs in music. It really have you covered over there. And there's also like film, TV, just like health and wellness, basically any category you could think of. And a lot of famous people teaching the classes.
And with plans starting at $10 a month billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more.
And there's no risk because every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee.
And if I do say so myself, if you're headed on a trip soon, like a road trip, that was a lifesaver for me, just being on the airplane and being able to download and listen to all my classes. It was amazing. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. So head over to masterclass.com/DWKT for their current offer.
That's up to 50% off over at masterclass.com/DWKT, masterclass.com/DWKT.
And thank you so much to Masterclass for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. I really do. I think that it sucks that James has gotten away with so much and continues to, and probably after this will continue to, but like, it is so important as parents. Like, if my kids ever told me some shit like this, oh, we would be on the phone with lawyers the next day. We would be at the fucking police department. Not that that's going to give you justice necessarily.
Well, no, that's what I was going to say. But the disturbing part about it, though, is that like with Jeffrey Epstein, that case in Palm Beach that he ended up getting like the sweetheart deal and they basically like let him like come and go as he pleased and he could like still fly places even though he was supposed to be in jail. They literally used in that court case his defense lawyers unashamed used as a defense that the girls that he was like getting massages from were prostitutes.
Oh, perfect.
They were minors. And then it was like, yeah, but look at here. And it showed screenshots of their MySpace profiles to be like, look at, they drink and they do drugs. And it's like a post about weed or something. And it's like, I'm sorry. So because this girl smokes weed, that suddenly means that you're able to, like, what are you talking about? That was an accepted, like, no one thought that was weird at the time. That was like, prostitutes.
Yeah, no. And even now I was going through Ethan's page and I saw that he does an OnlyFans and he does like, you know how OnlyFans people will do like, not like sexual post per se, but they'll like be like a little, you know, suggestive in TikToks. Yeah, exactly. He would do that and people were like, well, this didn't age well. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because he's a sex worker as an adult?
Yep. I guarantee you that that would have been like an issue if he, I mean, guess he wouldn't have an OnlyFans if he was like 14, but like if there was anything like that, or if he just had a bunch of like shirtless pictures or something, they would use that to be like, he wanted it.
I wish that that was some antiquated thing that they don't do anymore. No. They did it to me.
Yeah.
That's why they gave a plea deal, because I had vines that were suggestive sexually. Mm-hmm. And it's like
to compromise your equal consent in that one scenario? Character.
Yeah, exactly. A sexual person. Mm-hmm. You must have wanted it. Yep. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Yeah. Genuinely. And I saw so many comments like that. So my God, it just blows my mind how obtuse people are. And especially not even like understanding too that like when somebody is assaulted or groomed or whatever, it could even like affect them into being like hypersexual or like whatever the case may be.
Yeah, no, they want it like in a nice little present with a bow that's like, this is bad and this is good. There's no gray area. Exactly. They don't want to hear like the circumstances I've talked about before with the whole Epstein thing and the sex trafficking. People want to say like, oh, sex trafficking, we hate that. But then when they look at the most common cases of sex trafficking, it's like, but now you're saying that the girl's a prostitute when she's 14. So it's like, you actually don't care about sex trafficking.
Yeah,
you just, don't. On paper, you want to like, it sounds good to say you don't like it because you in your head have built up that it's like one thing and then you don't want to accept the truth and like that it is a bit more nuanced and there's things that aren't gonna be super easy to digest and it's just ridiculous.
It's too uncomfortable for them.
Yeah,
they can't handle that.
At the moment, those are the only three emails I have. I'm trying to recover the rest of them, but I'm going to explain what all happened with that situation because I've never explained it before and people never believed me that I ever even contacted a lawyer or got in touch with law enforcement or anything like that. Please don't judge me if I get emotional and get a raspy voice or you can't understand me. I'm gonna try to get through this strong, but it's get sensitive to me. It's a sensitive topic, but let's get into things. So at the time when I was in touch with these lawyers and the detective, I was going through some traumatizing things. I was getting my address sent to me. I was getting threats. My family was getting threats. We were getting sent pictures of our house. It was a really awful thing. I started going into a depressive episode where I was too scared to talk to the lawyers. I was too scared to talk to the detective, and people kept pushing me to do it. Everyone kept pushing me and kept telling me, I need to talk to him. It became way too much for me. At that point in time, it became a lot. I ended up just shutting down. I ended up not posting. I ended up not doing anything. I stopped talking to the lawyers. I just ghosted them. I ghosted the detective. I ghosted almost every single person that was trying to help me get the justice and get the help I need. I left everyone in the dust. And that is something I regret deep down inside, because this thing now, till this day, traumatizes me. Anytime I see a photo of him, I see a picture of him, something in my body just shuts down. Anyways, a few days go by. Like I said, I haven't talked to a lawyer, detective, nobody. Then they reach out and they're like, hey, maybe we can, you know, get some money out of this. And it was like, what? And there was like, kind of like, oh, he's not going to want to take this to court. He's not going to want to do that. So maybe he can give you some money out of this situation. And that just right there was just, at that point, was literally my breaking point, because it was nothing about the money. And it was a shame that they even said that.
Unfortunately, that is very common with just any assault cases, grooming. I mean, anything that has to do with sexual violence. And I mean, just in general, I mean, our justice system is quite fucked, I must admit. But they told me the same shit. They said, you know, if we take this to trial, it's going to be so much more expensive. But then not only that, then they're going to have to hear X, Y, and Z. Like, they were painting it so that it was going to be like a much more traumatizing situation for me, which probably it would have been.
Yeah.
But also, he didn't go to jail. So I'm just like, yeah. Well, so then what the fuck? And so them telling him like, oh, let's just try to settle with him, as if money was going to fix what happened, like that, I can see how that would hurt very much.
Yeah. And it feels like, especially for those kind of cases, it is going to be something that they leave with, because that is something that the person being like accused, they don't want that out. So it's like, if they can't, and if they have the money and they can somehow like pay it off, then that is going to be something that they're going to be like, hey, let's make that go away. Absolutely.
After that, I completely cut all ties with them. I wanted nothing to do with that, because it was never about that at all. But I still had all this hate coming at me full throttle, and I was just in shambles, and I was broken. I was being called closeted. I was being made fun of for being gay or bisexual. And
ironic, because what the fuck do you mean you're defending James Charles? He's gay. Like, I don't get it. What is the thing?
I don't know.
What are they doing?
It's just because they're probably saying like that is somehow like
ashamed of being gay.
Exactly. That's why he's like coming out against James. And it's like,
spare me.
That shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter anyone's sexuality. And once I'm ready to come out with what I am, then I should be able to. I shouldn't be made fun of that for just because of a grown man preying on me when I was a child. Everyone was texting my family. Random people were texting my family saying that I'm gay, I'm closeted, all this and all that. It became such a big thing, and I was left broken and alone and had no support other than my close family. I just want to say, for the people that might be going through something that I'm going through, don't run the social media. Don't make the mistake that I did, because no one even believed me. All I can do now is prove my truth and hopefully get justice for myself once again. Try to, and maybe justice for other people.
So then he posted a video. We don't know what was on it. We tried to find it. We couldn't. But he posted a video that got deleted for the harassment and bullying, like I said, and that got deleted. And also, I know he mentioned earlier, there is a Google Drive that has like the evidence that he submitted to his lawyer. And I saw a comment on his Instagram that was somebody saying like, hey, the Google Drive is public, because on those emails, you could see the link on it. So people went. And I guess it was public at a certain point, but now Lily just tried to type it in. It is no longer public. So unfortunately, people cannot go right now and see. Well, I guess unfortunately, not unfortunately. I mean, it's his business.
But it is interesting, because it does, while we can't see what's in it, it does prove that that drive link is still like
exists.
So he didn't just like randomly make it up in 2020.
No.
Like, it lends some more credence to his story. Yeah.
And I will say that the person commenting said something along the lines, I'm paraphrasing, but they said something like, although there wasn't any like overt sexual like nudes or stuff in the Google Drive, he said it definitely indicated grooming and like just kind of like leading to that persistently. So that's enough for me personally. I don't know if the Google Drive had everything. I would assume it would, because it, you know, it was sent to the lawyers. But again, then he mentioned that all those like pictures of him and his ass sitting on the bathroom counter, that those were like pictures he sent him. So I don't fucking know. It's enough for me.
Even okay? If the messages or whatever he had in there wasn't super sexual in nature, like, he had to get him to a place where it wasn't going to be like he just shut it down immediately.
Exactly. Yeah, he had to groom him into believing that this was acceptable and
getting some kind of trust between them.
Yeah, absolutely. And this, what he's going to show to me, when I saw it, I was like, case closed.
Yeah.
Case closed. I don't need to see James, and I don't want to see James Charles Wiener or BBL in order to prove anything. This, what he shows me, I'm like, oh, wow. This is some sick shit.
Hey guys, I'm back. I just want to say thank you so much for all the support. Also, it really does mean a lot to me. Here's me at 14 years old. Here's me also on Famous Birthdays. And I've been on Famous Birthdays prior to him even reaching out. So at that time, yes, it did say I was 14 years old. I'm about to show you next is a video of me opening his snap on Snapchat of him saying 4 years. And what he's implying on that 4 years is 4 more years until I'm 18 years old. My brother wanted to record it because he thought it was super weird of him to say.
Look at that. It's him with his signature little artist palette shit. And when you zoom in, it says 4 years. Why the fuck would you text or Snapchat a 14-year-old 4 years unless that stood for can't wait till you turn 18? Like, literally, what else would that make sense with?
I mean, I guess there could be a situation where it's like, how long have you been launching something in this 4 years or something? And it was like 4 years. But it's like, that would be a weird way to...
Coincidence?
Well, it would just be a weird conversation to be having via Snapchat photos.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be... And like, with him that looking like this? Sense. I can't. I believe that. It tracks much more than a 100%. Reasonable explanation.
With his history?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a lot more photos and videos I want to share with y'all. And for some reason, when I download them off the Google Drive, it will say downloaded, but it's not popping up in my camera roll.
Hit us up. Lily knows how to troubleshoot all this
they
stuff.
They save to
okay?
the files you know where to find section, me? Not the photos section.
Oh, there you go. You see?
You're trying to figure that out at the moment. The last video I'm going to show you is a video of him telling me he doesn't like putting makeup on hot guys. And the reason why he told me that was because I saw he was doing his makeup and I said, hey, maybe you can put makeup on me for a YouTube video. It would be a cool collab and I'm trying to grow my page, because he made it seem like he was my friend and he wanted to help me and kind of give me tips and tricks.
I hate putting really, really hot guys into makeup.
I mean, we talk about this all the time that, like, I don't know what I would even say to a 14-year-old. I, like, don't know how to communicate with them. I'm like, hi.
Let alone a 14-year-old child. That's like, oh, my God, I love Do We Know Them. And, like, I watch it all the time. You're going to tell me that you'd be like, well, we don't have really hot people on the show. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
well, that's,
equivalent
I'm like,
to saying
it's
some shit
already
like that.
Weird that he's having these conversations with a 14-year-old. And then when he's, like, talking to him as if it's just, like, normal and, like...
Like a flirting
oh
relationship.
Oh, my God. It's just... I hate it. It's so gross.
Honestly, I mean, this is the least surprising, but it is so disturbing every single time that somebody comes forward. It is disturbing, and it always will be. And it's why every time I see his face, I'm like, no, go
away. That's why it's such an eye roll when people are like, oh, but he didn't know. He got lied to. And it's like, no, this is very intentional. And like, there's no reality where this is at all acceptable, even if he wasn't sending nudes, even if this was just the conversation.
No, exactly. Yeah, this alone, that's why I was saying, like, for this, when I saw this, along with his history, case closed. Like, yeah. I know who you are already.
Yeah.
And I know that the likelihood of what Ethan's saying, like, being true is almost 100%, in my opinion. It's so disturbing to me because when you see a pattern of behavior, and we've talked about that so many times on the show, like, even with Colleen Ballinger and stuff, it's like, okay, you fuck up once, you fuck up twice, three times, four times, five times, you're sick. Like, I'm sorry, but there's just no world in which somebody doesn't understand how to properly interact with their fans to that extent.
Yeah, well, and that's interesting you bring up Colleen, because I feel like that whole thing had the weird layer to it where it's like she was treating them like, I guess, quote unquote, as her friends. But it's like she was talking to them as if they were not children, even though she knew they were children. And that's the same situation here where it's like you can be famous and you can be super successful. But like James had the time to be sitting around Snapchatting with a 14-year-old. Like, that's
insane.
So crazy.
Well, he had the time because that's what he wanted to be doing.
Exactly.
And that's why we're so disturbed.
Exactly.
So anyway, that's pretty much where we're at right now. James has not responded. Shocker.
He won't.
Our researcher does say, though, that he's posting thirst trap videos on TikTok. So
I
love that.
Unfortunately,
love that. Love to see it.
In his one bathing suit that he owns.
Disgusting.
Where he captions it and it's like, where did it go?
His one bathing suit that he owns.
Literally, though. It's the t-shirt.
No, I know the one you're talking about. Yeah, no, I know the one you're
the
talking
only
about.
One he owns.
So no need to explain it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's where we're at right now. Ethan let me know that he is going to be talking more. You know, he told me messages like he's going to go on podcasts. He's going to talk about this as much as he can. I think that he's past the point of like, I'm not gonna speak because so many people are gonna be against me. And I mean, at any rate, I think that anybody who survived any things similar to this. Like, you do it on your own terms. Who am I to fucking tell you how you're supposed to do anything? Like, yeah. It's just, it's not my place. So I think if he thinks that that's what's gonna, you know, be good for him and gonna hold James accountable, then I'm gonna support him in that. And I do think that he provided enough receipts, his consistency in his story from the time he was fucking 14. Like, I do believe him. I really do. And I mean, I have no reason not to.
And like we said, even if there was no nudes or anything like overtly sexual being said, even just the comments, I mean, even just in general, him messaging a 14-year-old is fucking yep. weird, and sending Snapchats disgusting. And sending pictures, even if they're not nudes, that's fucking weird and I don't understand. And that is a problem in itself.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
But then when you add in the yeah. telling him he's hot, that's a whole other like, no, absolutely not. And then he's sending actual nudes. So it's like any level of this was wrong.
Yeah. And I think details like the happy trail thing. It
and
just was
him
too
threatening
specific.
To like out him or yeah. like to ruin his career. Like,
but it makes sense.
It does, because everything he does is a power dynamic. But it's just like, it's sick.
No, it's beyond
when
sick.
People are trying to like, oh, like predators. I feel like people act like it's an exaggeration. And it's like, no, that is actually no. like, he was not just like, oh, whoops, it was a one-time bad decision. It was like, no,
he ruined
luckily,
multiple
it's a,
kids'
it's a pattern
childhood.
Of behavior. Yeah. And that they're now dealing with in adulthood. Yeah, like that's, there's 100%. So much shame associated with something like that where beyond. I can't yeah. even imagine.
Yeah. Those are such pivotal years that the fact that he was not only attracted to that enough to pursue it multiple times, mm-hmm. which is illegal,
yeah.
by the way,
yeah.
let it's us not forget, but it just is so cruel on a whole other level where it's like, that is, like I said, the years that I would have done things that right now I would look back on and want to throw up. Truly.
So your that's he's ashamed of there. Things that he did when he shouldn't be, because it's not his.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah. Like no. not his place to be the adult in that situation. And then after he's trying to tell people the story, then he's like ashamed for telling the story, or like ashamed yeah. for like wanting to be famous at one point when like yeah. everyone his age probably wanted
14.
To be famous.
Who cares?
And yeah. it's just, it's sad because I feel like there's like new levels of shame that he probably unlocked throughout the entire process, where it's like, it starts, the shame is because he feels like he shouldn't have been talking to James and that was bad.
Yeah.
Then it turns into like, oh, well, I shouldn't have said anything because now people think I'm doing it for clout. And then people are like harassing him and stalking his family. Like,
yeah,
it's just so sad. And it has clearly consumed a very large portion of his life. And like you said, meanwhile, James is just like posting thirst traps in his fucking bathing suit.
Yeah. Speaking like he has a fucking mouthful of mashed potatoes. I just can't get over it. That's why, again, any chance that I get to remind people of what James Charles did, I shall do it.
And the fact that people he deleted his apology makes it 10 times worse. It wouldn't make anything like more acceptable or more like under, like still all of it's completely fucked, but the fact that he deleted it is so much right. more, it makes it more insidious than it would be otherwise.
Yeah. And one thing very, very important to remember is that there is no winning for people that go yeah. through this.
There's
even
not like
if
a,
Ethan gets everybody saying like, oh now. My God, yeah, I'm so sorry that happened to you. That doesn't magically fix everything. So to the people
away.
That think the average person is going to do this just for clout, it is like, it takes a truly cruel person
that
and like very mentally
me.
Disturbed
yeah.
to put yourself through being a victim online. It is the most grueling, disgusting, despicable process ever. So anybody that does it, there's a reason why I'm just like, oh, you must be telling the truth, because otherwise, why the fuck would you do this? So anyway, we definitely wanted to cover that. We've always been very forthcoming about our thoughts on James Charles, okay? Very hard not yes. to be. If any of his victims speak up, even if it's fucking 5 years from now, I'm gonna cover it. I am so sick of him moving on from like the absolute chaos that he caused in people's lives. It's not fair.
I wonder what Rob Beauty Christie thinks.
Oh my God, I'm so dead. Why did you say that?
Before we go any further, we have a word from our last sponsor, Jones Road Beauty.
If you don't already know, Jones Road Beauty is a minimalist makeup brand founded by none other than famous makeup artist Bobbi Brown. She's definitely known for her minimalist, easy go-to looks. She's always loved them, so she decided to create a makeup line surrounded around minimalist, easy go-to looks.
Yeah, all the products are super easy to use and simplify your routine, and all the formulas are packed with clean, skin-loving ingredients.
Yeah, their bestseller is actually the Miracle Balm, and right here I have the little Miracle Balm palette. And it's honestly such a multitasker. It could be used as tint, blush, highlight, bronzer. You could even put it on your lips. It's definitely the perfect go-to when you're like rushing from like work to a holiday dinner. You're on the go, you're in your car, you just need a quick look. This is your answer.
They have also launched their exclusive holiday collection. There are 5 limited edition kits that are trios, and they include new holiday shades, new products, and holiday packaging.
So this holiday season, simplify your routine with makeup that's clean, strategic, and multifunctional. And don't miss out on their limited edition holiday sets. They're not going to be here for long, and once they're gone, they're gone. So make sure to check that out. And also, as a treat for our listeners, you'll get a free cool gloss on your first purchase when you use the code DWKT at checkout. All you have to do is head over to jonesroadbeauty.com and use the code DWKT.
That's jonesroadbeauty.com and use the code DWKT at checkout. And after you purchase, they're going to ask you how you heard about them, and you're going to tell them the girlie sent you.
And thank you so much to Jones Road Beauty for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Well, we don't know what Raw Beauty Christy thinks, and we don't know what Jacqueline thinks either, but we're going to be talking about Jacqueline. I don't know what the segue was supposed to be, but that was what it was. Well, Jacqueline, I don't know if you would consider her friends, although our researcher did send me a very interesting TikTok from mere days ago where she was saying that the painted formula is just amazing on the blush.
Painted, this formulation, amazing.
Literally, so I would say that's friendly. Even if I thought that, if I somehow, the never circumstances presented that itself so I would even know that.
You would have to waterboard
out of me. Absolutely not.
If you support a problematic person, put those products in a dungeon, as they should be. Okay, don't promote them as well. That gives me the indication that she supports him, which does not surprise me. Jacqueline surrounds herself around quote unquote canceled people.
Okay, you know, that's her thing. So when Jesse sent me this video, you mentioned something about her just being like unrelatable and super rich.
Super.
I meant to follow up and go, yeah, how is she so rich?
Dude, I don't fucking know.
Because I saw a video recently of her doing like a Friendsgiving, and wow, it was.
Yeah.
It was
luxurious.
Extravagant, to say the least.
And it would be extravagant even if you did it in my town, but it's even more extravagant knowing that she moved to California.
Yeah.
And is doing this all over there.
The level of wealth that I was seeing in it was not normal beauty guru, like OG influencer. So I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like,
how and her husband is like a chef, and like, yeah, he has his own, like, I mean, he's not a famous chef. He was on a Gordon Ramsay. Nope, he wasn't. Was he on a show? He might have been. But he definitely like collabed with like Hexclad and stuff. But like, so have we. You know what I mean? So like, I don't know what his like richness status is, because it could really vary.
They have money somehow.
They either do or they are in a crap ton of debt. Because I was thinking about this when I was getting ready, and I was like, you know what? I could qualify for a mortgage of a house that, like, should I actually buy it, I will be drowning in. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the way the world like, works.
Again, I mean, I'm basing this entirely off of, like, this Friendsgiving TikTok I saw. But, like, it was giving not, like, we maxed out our credit cards. It was, like, they have a lot of money. Could be wrong, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's watch this TikTok, because it's a whole discussion on wealth and influencers and creating kind of like that gap between the audience and you. And we did get tagged in this quite a bit. And I was actually honored that we did get tagged in it, because I was like, oh, you guys think we could provide insight on this? I do appreciate that. But I do have a lot of thoughts on it in general. I have a lot of thoughts on influencers and them changing after they make a lot of money. I have a lot of thoughts on the whole thing. So let's watch Jacqueline's TikTok, which, by the way, you're going to watch and be like, wait, what? Because she definitely didn't talk about being rich. That was not what she came into it with.
Honestly, I didn't finish watching the TikTok either, so I'm not entirely sure on where she goes with it. But the subject matter is more like about the algorithm.
I want to talk about something that I feel like maybe is a little controversial. Maybe not, but I feel like no one really talks about it on social media. At least I don't see this conversation being had. But I think about this every day. And this is coming from like an old school beauty content creator. I started on YouTube 14 years ago. Like, that is and saying, I have been here for every single era, consistently uploading, downloading every new platform, like watch the birth of TikTok. You know, like I remember when Instagram became a thing.
Birth.
I
was already... First of all, it was Musical.ly, Jacqueline.
Well, maybe she wasn't there for Musical.ly and that's why she watched the birth. That's right. You never know.
Like I remember when Instagram became a thing. I was already on YouTube when Instagram became a thing and I downloaded Instagram and like it was like this new app and we were posting the square photos. Like I've been here for all of it. And
I feel like we're in such a
weird place on social media as content creators where I am like fighting. I feel like I am like trying to run through mud to connect with my followers at this point. I feel like there are so many bots and I feel like these apps are now controlling who views my videos. And I feel like I get punished and penalized for not showing up and creating all the time.
Okay. Literally, so here's my thing here is she's not wrong. What she's saying is accurate to a certain extent. I think the way she frames it about like, oh, wanting to connect with my community. It's like, you don't care about connecting with people.
No, that, yeah. But I also find it kind of silly because I feel like people complain about this all the time. I'll go look at their content and I'm like, come on. There's a reason people aren't watching Queen.
Yeah, for sure. But like when I think about back when I like was getting the bulk of my followers, like I've lost probably, I think I had over 500,000, I think, at one point. I just dropped below 300,000.
Sadly. Oh, no.
I'm like 299 now. No, literally, I was like, did people like actively unfollow me or did their accounts get deleted? But when I think back to when I was getting a lot of followers, it was so easy to get them. Like, we would shout out our Instagrams, like on Beauty Break when we were doing a Q&A, being like, hey, this is where we ask the question. I would get like 5,000 followers in like an hour. And that was like totally normal. And it was just like so easy. And I feel like all I had to do was like post pictures of my new hair color. I wasn't having to put in a lot of effort because people were just like interested in following like the person. And I think now it's much more content focused where it's like you need to be like getting something out of it. And it's not just like looking to be like, oh, what is this person up to? It's like, entertain me. I do think if you aren't posting super consistently, like I obviously am not, it does absolutely hurt your page. It's just the way she's framing it all. And also as if it's this like super revolutionary and controversial. I'm like, I don't know if controversial.
You know
why
I think that for me, I don't really like resonate with it only because like I, prior to the show, was like the most inconsistent poster anywhere ever. And like, I just feel like if you hit people with some good shit, they're gonna be like, oh, hell yeah. Like, all right, sister, like, I see you. You know what I mean? Like, I just think that there was also a special time for sure where we both were a lot more relevant than we are now in a different way. We're relevant in our own little way, you know?
No, I mean, it used to be that I also was just doing stuff constantly. So it was like, I had stuff to show you. And it was like, I was doing cool stuff. So it was fun for people
on
to follow along.
On set with people and shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Now I just don't do anything. So I'm like, I don't want to have to put the thought into like making content because I never had to think about it like that before because it was just showing you what I was doing already while I guess I was making other very meta. YouTube though, I feel was similar that like if you weren't super consistent like how we are now, which is why I think this channel does so well, is because we have been so consistent and it's like on a routine and people tune in every week. If you don't do that, the algorithm does not like it. So it's like if you post one video that maybe some of your viewers weren't interested at that moment even, that hurts you. And like suddenly you're not getting served out as much the next time you upload.
You know what? I don't know. Maybe I'm like, because Alex always told me, he's like, you're an anomaly. It's not, everybody's not
because
my channel never had that issue.
You would disappear and then come back. And like, also, I think people were excited to see you come back though.
But like people are excited to see anybody come back. I don't know. I guess I don't really know about it.
And I was saying on text with you earlier that Instagram, I think, has heavily leaned towards this as well, but also YouTube. It's become so that it's definitely quantity over quality.
Right.
It's interesting because you would think like if you just make like good quality content, then people would come see it.
Then you'll
but,
be
like,
good.
Instagram specifically, I actually saw an article recently. It's like the average person is only able to reach like less than 10% of their audience on a good day, but it's like more like hovering towards like 2%. Most of the people I see on my feed now, I don't follow. Like that's not who I'm being served.
Maybe they switch something around and maybe she's on to something, but
I don't think she's on to something. I think it's been like an ongoing kind of developing thing.
For sure.
For
she's
years.
Not like cracking the case open. But also in general, it's funny how she doesn't realize what she's saying because right when she started saying it, my brain went to, there might be another reason you don't connect with your audience. Like literally, that was my first thought. And she just is talking there like, I don't get it. What could it be?
Yeah.
And also, no shade. But for a rich person, that tree looks very poor. Very poor. Very poor. Needs to be fluffed. Fluffed and possibly added, you know, some leaves added.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's fucked up.
I will say one nice thing, that her makeup looks great.
Okay, and you know what? Work. Love that. Like,
maybe we should stick to stay in that lane.
I was going to say love a compliment sandwich, but not a compliment sandwich.
No, it was like we kind of shit on her for 10 minutes straight, so I thought I'd throw in that. Her makeup does look good.
Good job. That was good. Balance.
In the sense of... I didn't post a TikTok, I think, for like a week and a half, 2 weeks, maybe. Like, sorry, shit, life happens. I've been doing this for 14 years. Maybe I'm a little burnt out. God forbid. But then I come back.
God forbid. It seems like everybody doesn't want to work these days.
The constant references to like, I've been around. I'm an OG. I was here since Instagram started.
Jacqueline.
It's like, yeah, we all
listen, mama, girly pop. I never really followed you like that. But even I knew that you had the same disease I had, which is you would post once every like 5 months. Literally. Maybe. If that, once a year, if people were lucky. For her to say she's been consistent in the 14 years she's been on the internet is such a fucking bold-faced lie.
I mean, I never watched her content either, but like, didn't she do makeup content?
Yeah.
Like, but she wouldn't weren't following for her personality, were they?
I think to a certain extent, yeah. I do think so. But I also think people really liked her makeup. She got big too, like in the time where like MAC makeup was very popular. And that's like, she's very heavy glam, you know, very 2016 makeup vibes. But just in general, like, girl, you were inconsistent like the last like 5 years. At least
I guess so. It's more like, what kind of content are you making? Why would people be like checking back?
Does everyone not want to watch you throw an extravagant Friendsgiving when they're struggling to purchase all their groceries? Maybe, I don't know.
Aspirational.
That content does the opposite for me. It pisses me the fuck off. Like, it does not make me feel like, oh, maybe me.
Yeah, I was like, that showed up on my feed for some odd reason, because that is not the content I watch. And I was like, oh, what does she do?
Yeah, like, right.
That's not beauty guru money. That's something else.
It's like I'm put in like this TikTok jail where my views are complete shit. No one is seeing, like, it's one thing if my engagement is shit, meaning like maybe my views are high, but my comments are low and the likes are low. It's like, okay, so my audience wasn't feeling the vibes of this video. That's fine. But I'm talking like, when you have a million followers, but your videos are only getting 30,000 views, this is just not the way it used to be. Like when I started, it was so organic. Like you subscribed to the people that you liked, you opened up those apps, or you got a notification on your phone saying so-and-so just posted a video, you go, you engage with it. And like, it was that simple. Now it's like, I put videos out there and sometimes I just feel like I'm talking to myself. Mm. I'm like, where is my audience? And it's just, I feel like my audience is really on Instagram stories. Like my girls are there for me on Instagram stories. Like I really know who I'm talking to over there. But I miss the days of knowing who I'm posting my content for.
You know, TikTok has analytics, right? You can just check those, see whoever's, you know, what the age range is.
And I'm just like, how do like these new creators grow at this point? Mm. Like, do the new creators out there, do you guys feel like you're connecting with an audience, or do you just feel like you're kind of throwing your videos out into cyberspace and like hoping that it's gonna stick? Like, I don't know. And like my comments, like I'll post a video and within 10 seconds, I'll get like 15 comments and they're all slightly the same. And I'm like, okay, so like these are like bot comments. Like these aren't really my followers. Like, I don't care about that. I'm at the point in my life and in my career where like, I only want to post for my girls. Like,
who? Oh my God, I can't.
You're not in a relationship with anybody. Are you fucking delusional?
Who are your girls? Again, I'm not going to discount a lot of the things she's saying, that I think they are legitimate things that have happened with the different platforms. But I think that she, like you said, there's other reasons perhaps. And this video
is 100%. I don't think that she's a victim of a fucking, what is it called? Shadow banning. Oh my God. I'm shadow banned. Oh, so you're the thing that you can't prove? Love that.
Yeah.
Love
that. Well, no, but it also it's like that, like, she's not special. This isn't something just happening to her. It happened to the platform as a whole.
Yeah, but what's funny to me is that if you don't care, then just keep posting for your girls. You know what I mean?
She does care. Very much so.
You think, exactly. You think I post on Instagram and even look at the fucking amount of people that watch? I don't even look at how many people watch my Instagram stories. I'm like, if it's going up on stories, it's going up on stories. What I will do is go through my requests, like see people's response, you know, haha, kiki with everybody. But I do not fucking like obsess over those numbers, because those numbers truly don't matter to me. Am I going to make a think piece on like, what has happened to Instagram story?
This is
views?
All coming off to me as like, this should have been like maybe a text conversation between like another creator friend that you had, maybe where you guys could like
one
relate
that will just
over...
be like, you're so right, queen.
Yeah. Or I mean, even if they wanted to have a conversation about it and vent about, oh, like it sucks, like it's not like it used to be. Sure. But like you complaining to your audience, even just this vibe is unrelatable.
Somebody said as a top comment, it's the Park sweatshirt. It's giving ironic. And I must say, I don't know what Park is, but but I just, I'll believe him.
I'll look it up. It's probably
she's giving expensive. Like ski lodge right now with her little headband and stuff. She's giving like on my way to go skiing.
$135 sweatshirt.
That's pretty expensive.
$125.
Pretty expensive. I mean, if it's like the best sweatshirt you've ever had, then maybe I could see somebody being like, I'm going to have this forever. But
the ones that I've built this relationship and this trust with, but like TikTok isn't even showing my stuff to those people. So I'm like, I don't know.
Weird can tell.
Just in case you were wondering what rich people worry about during the holidays, this is it. She's like, I just want to post for my girls. It's like, ma'am, people cannot buy their children Christmas presents. I don't know how else to tell you this. They can't do it. Yeah, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's like these apps control who sees our stuff. And like the audience that we worked hard to build isn't even ours. It's owned by these apps. And we just have to like hope and pray that after posting our content, these apps are going to choose to show our content to our audience who chose to follow us in the first place. I'm just so confused and I don't see a lot of people having this conversation. Mm-hmm. This will probably put me in TikTok jail for like the next 6 months. So,
oh no, honey, it was your highest engaged post in a hot minute, I think. Now, very quickly, the comments turned into what can only be described as not what Jacqueline expected. You know, not where she thought this would go. But it is, I have to say, exactly where my brain went immediately after watching
like,
this, which is...
Maybe it's because people just don't like you anymore.
Well, it's not just that people don't like you. No, I think it's the issue that people have with influencers in general. I have personally seen it in people I know personally that are influencers and in people that I've watched online, people that I admired, and then they got money. Mm-hmm. And it felt like, wow, you really fucking forgot. Like, you really did. And I have a certain very, very large bone to pick with people who forget to the extent that they lose their humanity. I understand having money when you may not have had it before is like just a hard thing to understand, hard thing for your brain to grasp, hard thing to know, like, what do I invest in? What do I do? How do I help people? How do I make sense of this so I'm not a greedy bastard who's just like hoarding all my money? You know what I mean? Like, you try to like reconcile with yourself.
And like, not to keep bringing up her Friendsgiving post, but that's the only thing I have to base it off of because I don't ever see her content. I'm not one of the girls that is active in her stories.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
But literally, if you compare that Friendsgiving to any Friendsgiving I've seen of anyone I know in my entire life, it literally was like what the Kardashians would do.
Yeah.
And then she's like posting about it and showing off and like having, like, I'm pretty sure they had like people serving them. Like, that's not a Friendsgiving.
So here's the thing.
That's an event.
Jacqueline, again, I haven't watched her for a very long time, but one thing that I do know because I watch like drama channels and they talk about Jacqueline Hill is that she was very inconsistent. Like I mentioned, mm-hmm. She would not post regularly, but the only time she would post is when she had either a brand deal or she had something that she wanted to sell. She also is very, very known for her undisclosed Amazon affiliate links that she posts in her Instagram stories to her girls all the time.
She just wants to connect
with them.
Doesn't
put like hashtag ad, nothing like that. She'll be like, oh, you guys wanted to know where this was? Like, there's a cool dupe for it here. And that link gets her paid.
You know, that's what pissed me off about her starting it all with like, I just want to connect with my community. It's like, no, yeah, you don't. Wanna connect. You just want to get good engagement so you can get more brand deals and stuff.
And listen, I understand to a certain extent, like, I mean, I had to do it many times. Like, I would have to make a video because I had a brand deal that I was contractually obligated to post. And I was like, fuck, I have to do it. And then I would have this anxiety.
It would take me three days to film it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't want to just come out of the blue and post a fucking ad. So I was like, oh my God, I have to post something before and after. And I'm like, this is such a fucking slap in the face to everybody, but I literally can't pay my rent if I don't do this. Yeah, like, I was literally feeling like I was drowning. And so I understand that internal battle. Methinks she doesn't have that exact internal battle because she lives in a fucking mansion in California.
Something tells me that she's not like paying her mortgage living with paycheck Amazon affiliate links.
Affiliate money. Yeah. No, I don't think so. Yeah. So it makes it even worse that she is doing shit like that, because it's like, dude, you don't even have to do that. And it's not like I promoted shit that I was like, oh my God, this is a horrible product, but I'm going to tell everyone it's amazing. It's just even the fact that it was a sponsored thing and that's how I was coming back. It caused so much stress, and it just doesn't seem like it does that to her, because here she is just being like, I don't get it. Like, what's wrong? Like, why can't I talk to my girlies?
Well, and that's like, talk to him about what? It's that she's not relatable to them at all anymore, because like, I don't know why she was relatable to them to begin with. I guess because she was doing makeup, like figuring out makeup. No,
she
looks was poor
when she started. She's going to say that very soon. She's like, I started and I was on food stamps, and like, she was very much a regular fucking person. And the thing is that I understand a lot of money changes a lot of things. But at the same time, wake the fuck up. People are having the worst year financially.
Yeah.
In probably their entire lives. Okay. You cannot sit on here and just be like, it's my Friendsgiving. Why doesn't anybody follow me anymore? Because we're literally exactly. Like, to see that makes me want to rip my hair out. Because guess what? It doesn't matter how much money I have. I don't have enough money to change everybody's fucking life in my family and in my world and my friends. I watch the people around me suffer, and I can't do anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? I do as much as I can, but I can't do as much as Jacqueline can. And well, it's just like, it's like, fucking frustrating.
When you take a look and then they're all like posting about it, and it's like, I'm not saying you aren't allowed to have fun with your friends. You're not allowed to have a Friendsgiving.
No, but have it's a great like time.
The level of like extravagance.
Too much.
It was like, oh, okay, who are you people? Like, what's that like? And I don't think that innately you have to, like, if you were poor and you suddenly get money, I don't think that innately makes you no longer relatable. It's when you just abandon all the things that made you relatable, which people don't just follow you because they're like, oh, she's poor too. Like, that isn't why people followed you. You obviously had some qualities that they connected with, but it seems like she's not giving people what they want to see now.
I think it starts in little ways. I don't think she changed overnight. I think it starts in little ways, and I would invite any influencer to really check themselves. I think this relies heavily on having good people around you.
I was just going to say, it's also having to be grounded. If you're only around other really rich people, it is going to start to like normalize things that like are like, oh,
we're all
not
like this in the whole world.
Exactly.
And it's like, no, we're fucking not.
Yeah.
I think you need to be around.
You need friends and different
regular human
brackets.
Beings. Yeah. Who work and who like, yeah, if you have the money to be able, I mean, I've taken my friends on vacation. Every time I go on vacation, I'm taking everybody who cannot afford to go on vacation. That's what I'm doing. It's people that look at you and they're just like, damn, like we're really doing this thing. Like we're doing this amazing experience that like not a lot of people get to experience. So you just start living life in that sense of like, I appreciate this moment so fucking much. Mm-hmm. And I fear that Jacqueline has just, I think you really cracked the code with like, she has just surrounded herself with people like, God bless, Taylor Lautner and stuff. Like, I don't know how rich he is. I'm going to be honest. Probably a little bit, right? From Twilight. No, maybe not from Twilight. I don't know.
I don't know. He probably has some money, but is she friends with them?
Oh yeah. They come over all the time, honey. All the time for their seafood boil. Yeah. Taylor Lautner His wife, Taylor, who is also named Taylor Lautner.
I feel like they're always popping up in weird, because they have a podcast also.
They have a podcast, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting, yeah.
I mean, I don't think she's like this evil person that's like, mwahaha, I fucking hate everyone. I just think that like her pattern, we're talking about patterns here, especially with beauty gurus, her pattern is chasing the money over her followers. Her lipstick scandal, you want to look at that as like, it's an island that was like, oh, like, that just went wrong by chance. But it's also from a person that before and after that prioritized money. Like, yeah. That's what she's always done. She comes back for the brand deal. She comes back to sell you something. She comes back to tell you on Instagram stories undisclosed that she has the perfect link for you to shop. It just adds up to like, you don't care.
She's bitching about how it's affecting her that you didn't see it. Not like, oh, hey, well, we don't want all of your brand deals. Actually, we can't afford to buy the stuff anyway.
Exactly. And that's what we're leading to, is like, she came on here for advice and everybody was like, we can't relate to you anymore. Yeah. That's like overwhelmingly all her comments. One of her top comments is somebody saying, personally, I feel like you guys live in a dystopia. I'm wondering how I'm going to financially recover from trying to give my kids a Christmas. Meanwhile, you guys are moving to LA and buying handbags that are more than my mortgage. So I scroll past it now. And she says, moving to LA and buying handbags, in quotes, proves that you see what you want to, because I also do giveaways all the time.
Shut up.
Link extremely affordable items, dupes, etc. on a daily basis.
Even the fact that she said that she does giveaways or any... shut up.
How are you going to read a comment from somebody saying, I am trying to figure out how I'm going to financially recover from giving my children Christmas? And like, you do own expensive handbags and you did move to LA. So like, you actually did do
but
those things.
But she has some cheap affiliate links. So like, hey, once you recover,
she threw
check
you
those
a bone.
Out.
Come on. It really proves to me that comment.
No, that's
gave me
actually
the ultimate
insane.
I was disgusted by that. I was like, what are you fucking talking about? People are hurting. That's what the comments are saying. You're not. We get it. Congrats, honey. But like, life sucks out here for the majority of people. So either entertain us and distract us from this hurt.
Exactly.
Or like,
offer some value.
Skedaddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, because otherwise I don't want to see you just be rich. That hurts me.
And then complain about things that only rich people complain about.
Anyway, this was her follow up. I think she realized where the conversation was going.
Hi. So I posted a TikTok yesterday. And in this TikTok, I was talking about just being a content creator for the last 14 years and how I've watched these apps just change and how I really feel like TikTok specifically like punishes you for not posting. And then like if you don't post a video for a week or two, they
put you in the TikTok jail. Girl, we heard it.
I consider it. And they don't show your content to your audience. And the comment section has taken such a turn. And I'm listening. Like, I've been laying here in bed for the last 30 minutes reading these comments, because when I first posted the video yesterday, the comment section kind of went a different direction. And at first I was like, wait, no, that's not what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not talking about like my content. I'm talking about the app. But now there's like, I think 2,000 comments. And I'm like, okay,
my good engagement. Ears
are open. I'm listening. I'm reading your comments. You guys are saying that like, you're sick of the influencer era. You're sick of the shit. You're sick of the luxury. And so my question to you guys is like, what is it that you want to see? Like, I started this 14 years ago.
Oh my God.
When I was literally on food stamps, broke as hell. I had no clue that you could make a dime doing social media. I genuinely started it for the love of it. I just loved beauty. I loved talking beauty.
God bless, Jacqueline. It's been a hot fucking minute since you felt that love. Like, we know that. Stop trying to lie to people. Like, yeah, you don't have the same love. And being poor 14 years ago, it's kind of like you were, you know what I mean? That was a long time ago.
Yeah, no shit. It's not going to be as fun to post stuff when people don't like it. The like whole earlier with like, we all worked so hard to build these platforms and now we're basically getting tossed to the wayside. And it's like, did you work that? I mean, I'm not discrediting influencers in general. And like, yes, they worked hard. But like, as I said, for my Instagram, I was putting up mediocre content and getting my following. So like, I think that they're kind of a little bit of inflating their self-worth and like how much they put into it. And it's like, you might have worked hard, I guess. But also I think like it's way harder now to break into it. And I think instead of complaining about it, you should be thanking your lucky stars that you have a million followers.
Yeah. And I think that people are also pointing out very important things like the waste in the beauty community, just like generally all the PR, like you see Michaela's house, if she doesn't open her mail for a week, it's just fucking overflowing. And yeah, she does her giveaways and she does stuff. It gives me anxiety.
She's another person that people have complained. Sorry, guys. I keep fucking with my headphones. My ears are really not enjoying them today. I know Michaela was kind of under fire not too long ago because she did some kind of haul where she spent like an absurd, exorbitant amount of money on like bags.
With her luxury bags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it was comparing it to an early haul when she like first started getting money and she was buying like a nice bag and she was like so genuinely excited and it was like such a joy on her face. You could see how happy she was. And now she's unboxing like 5 bags and she's like, and this is really cool. And this is nice. And it's like, yeah, it lost its
humanity. Mm-hmm. You lose it. You lose all connection to people and things. And money is bullshit. And when you center it and your whole life kind of revolves around that, it shows. And it sucks because I know that like Michaela didn't grow up filthy rich.
No. Yeah. Like, well, that's why it's sad to see with people that were poor and they like no longer can appreciate the success because it's like so in the past.
Yeah. I mean, I totally understand. Again, I was never an avid viewer of Jacqueline. I understand why people have drifted apart from her. Not only just the money, I think her like the genuineness of her when you watch an original video of her versus now, like, yeah. It's gone. I'm sorry. She may be a person that like has good relationships in her life and is a nice person. I don't fucking know her.
Well, no, but it's like it's not as fun to make content that you like. I'm sure it was much more enjoyable for her to make content when people were giving her really positive feedback and praise for it. And people really liked it. And she was growing her following. Now she posts something, doesn't really get any engagement, clearly, because she said that that's a problem for her. She doesn't need the money like from those one-off posts. So it's like her like reason for posting, like why? What is it?
No, yes.
She's not enjoying it. You can tell when someone is not enjoying the content they're making.
Yeah, but even more than that, I do like, dude, I just think that some influencers are doomed to lose themselves in the amount of money because we've talked about before, like brand deals, when you're like doing them on YouTube specifically, like not necessarily podcasts, but like when you're doing it in a standalone YouTube video, it could be such a large lump sum of money.
Yeah.
And if you get consistent, like you do feel like you're like really rich for a second there. You're like, wait a second, like I might be the hottest shit. Yeah. And you have to either be around good people or you're doomed. There's really no like other, like if you're just a person that's around like yes men or people that are just sucking your ass all day, then I really don't see how you're going to be able to relate to your audience, because people aren't wanting people to stay poor forever. That's not the issue. People aren't saying like, I can't afford my groceries, I want you to not be able to afford your groceries. Yeah. It's just like, I need to know that the money went to a person that has a genuine heart, who is helping other people with their money, who is a good person. Like if you're going to have the money, I would prefer it be that, because otherwise then it's going to piss me off to watch you at your Friendsgiving having people serve you on the fucking day that they should be with their families, which I mean, they're choosing to be there. They're adults, but like, you know what I mean?
But not only that, they like, it's people that have so much money that they're just like doing whatever with it. And there's meanwhile people watching that can't afford food. But on top of that, she is then making content, showing off how much money she has to then make more money to keep doing. It's like a cycle that she's
even
just
in
like,
the comments of this where she's getting called out. She's like, I link affordable things.
Yeah. Like she's stop. Doing a service for people by just yeah. showing how fabulous yeah. her life is. And it's like, that isn't actually something that people want.
So that's pretty much it. People were very upset. And I mean, even in this comment section where she's like addressing and being like, oh, so what do you guys want to see? People were just like, girl, it's just a lot. And I don't know that people are going to give a lot of people like Jaclyn Hill their time. Because she doesn't post consistently on YouTube. She's not giving people helpful makeup tips on the daily. She's not doing that anymore.
Like, people are commenting saying, like, we want someone to show us cheap products to look like a baddie because we have no money, unlike the influencers. That's why Nina Poole is our girl. No, but she just, again, she's lost her reason for doing it. Like, she doesn't have a purpose to do it other than it's self-serving. She just wants to do it to keep up her image as an influencer and to be able to keep doing it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's pretty much it. We went to Beauty Guru Town, USA. Lovely. Love to visit every single time. Wonderful.
I'm not sure.
We love the internet though.
Yeah.
The other part of the internet, the fun one. Have you seen the trend of biting your lip and talking dirty to your man?
No.
Oh my God. It's really something.
You can bite my lips, but I don't mean these lips.
Carson, why are you sitting like that?
I'm ready for you. Be a good boy and come to mommy.
I'm not a dog.
You could be my dog.
Oh my God.
You can make my coochie sound like that.
She farted. I don't know if you heard the fart, but she did fart on command. It was great.
Oh my God. I kind of want you to do this, but also it would be so disturbing.
I know.
Come sit by mommy.
You're laying down.
Come sit on mommy.
No. Why would I sit on you? The stare is crazy. You're staring into my soul.
You can come into my soul.
What?
You know, get inside of me.
The fuck are you doing?
Oh my God, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
Giggle or something.
Giggle or something.
She really very is great. Focusing very great on that stare. He's correct.
I can't do it. I fear Nassim would just be like, all right, that works for me.
Oh my God. I have one that's super, super gross. But when I saw it, I was like, Jesse would think this is so funny.
Oh, perfect.
I was on a walk and I was like laughing audibly out loud, walking down the street, looking at it because it was just so, it's so like, oh my God, stop saying all of these things.
You know, when you're on your period and you reach a flow state on the toilet, you're just like pee, fart, poop, blood.
I've seen this.
Poop, fart, blood, pee, 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 fart, blood, pee. Poop, poop,
that's
poop.
Right, sister.
Oh, more poop, fart, blood, pee. Someone sample that. I'm sitting near my car. I'm like, something needs to come out of me, and I have no idea what. When I'm on my period, it is my body, not my choice in the slightest. I don't have a single say. I don't have a single say or choice. There are so many action items down here. I need to pee. I need to change my tampon. I need to sit on the toilet, let the blood come out for a little bit because I don't want to put in another tampon. Think I've got trapped gas. I think I need to poop. There are so many action items down here.
I thought she fell asleep.
And it was like that kind of relatable sigh, though. Like, Jaclyn should take notes.
Took my love and I took it down.
Oh my God, I'm so dead. Not landslide.
And I saw
that's right, sister. We drink the same yerba mate. We better work, queen. I did see that. She was just going off
on all of the like beep, boop, boop. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, it's still going.
And that's what it's like when you're on the toilet. So she really captured that. Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much, but that is all we've got for you. And as always, we hope you have a wonderful week and we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Cheers from my non-existent Truly because it was expired.